direct from the web, it's Billy Masters Live. And now, please welcome your host, Billy Masters.
Oh my God, that's me. Hey everybody, welcome to Billy Masters Live. I am, of course, your host, Billy Masters. And today is, thank you, Monica. Today is Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. I'm so thirsty. I am coming to you live from the glamorous Filth to Go Beach House in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I came down here specifically to talk to today's guest. We've had Marilyn May on this show at least three times. And we talk about that during the interview. Oh, okay. First, full disclosure. It's kind of live and it's kind of not live. I'm live. Look at me. I'm here. I can tell you what time it is. I'm waving to people. But I saw Marilyn May yesterday. I interviewed her yesterday and I saw her at her show. She is here for two more weeks at the WIC, WICK.org in Boca Raton. I think it's through December 20th. We talk about it during the show. And she's doing this fabulous holiday spectacular. And it is spectacular, let me tell you. So the way this interview is going to work is it's kind of in two different parts. You're going to get some interview with Marilyn May, and then I'm going to show you some clips from the show. Just to whet your appetite. Oh my God, I need to wet my whistle. So I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to go directly into how the show opens at the WIC. So here she is, the marvelous Marilyn May.
Get the ice out, roll the rug up, it's today. I'm so happy welcoming you to the WIC Theater on this wonderful time of the year. I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here. It's the time for merrymaking. And so I'm for singing your way. So tune the brand up, give a hand up, strike the band up. It's today. So light the candles in a meaningful way. Happy Hanukkah, we will say. Celebrate while you're spinning the dreidel. Yes, it's a festival, always called lights. It's lovely to know the menorah will glow for eight nights. It's December.
here with one of my favorite people in the whole world. She
you say that to everybody that you interview.
There were some I don't. you know, this family that you're born into, and then this family you acquire as life goes on. And I always call you Auntie Marilyn because you are family.
That's right, Eddie, I know.
And, you know, first, before we even start, we are here at the fabulous Wick Theater in Boca Raton. Oh, can you guys see the owls? Enjoy the owls while you can. They're all going to be gone when Marilyn
leaves.
No,
they're not.
They're missing.
I'm tempted, but I wouldn't take them.
Look, if you and I
were chandelier, I might take.
It's subtle, like you.
It's so gorgeous.
If we were in Provincetown, you would buy all those owls.
Were for sale. I would. Absolutely, I would.
You know, we're here for a holiday show, but we have to talk because you have recorded and performed so much Sondheim. And Stephen Sondheim, of course, just passed away.
Yes, very tremendous loss. My dear friend Jack Feldman wrote, you know, knew him really well, and I haven't called him yet, but I did do the Stephen's 80th birthday at Carnegie Hall.
And he wanted you to sing a specific song.
Well, I sang I'm Still Here, and it was the last number before they brought him up. It was a whole lots of wonderful Broadway show singers, and I was chosen to do I'm Still Here, and it was just before they brought him up to everybody sing happy birthday to him. So I sang I'm Still Here, and the applause lasted so long that the conductor, it was with the New York Philharmonic Pops Orchestra, mm-hmm. and Steve Reinecke was conducting. And he just held because the applause was so strong in Carnegie Hall. And they opened that great big enormous door from backstage. It's thick, it's so thick, the door is. And they opened it for me to come and take a second bow.
Wow, you were the only one that night.
No, there were other singers.
Yeah, but you were the only one to get two bows.
Well, you're right.
Don't question me.
she said humbly. But I was so thrilled about that. And then, of course, immediately he was backstage then when I came back because he was ready to go on stage. And we're about this far away from each other. And he just turned to me and said, congratulations.
And it's his birthday.
And that was it. So that was one encounter with him. But I'm Still Here will mean even more to me when I do it. We're playing Feinstein's 54 Below in April on my birthday time, and that definitely will be in the show.
And we can say, because you don't mind admitting it, you will be how old in April?
Oh dear, it's painful.
It is so not painful.
It's not
painful. So full of it.
Well, I'm glad, but I'll be 94.
94. And have you figured out a name for this show? Because you had 90...
We had a 90 at last.
At last.
When I was 90. And then my lawyer, Martin Sandroff, you know, thought of the next names. Well, I think he thought of that one. 90 at last. And then 91, I said, okay, what'll that be called? And he said, wish I were 90 again. That was when I was 91. Then 92 was, I thought of this one, 92 and I'm Not Through. So that was 92. And 93... Well, we had...
you had that virtual show. And what did you call that?
What did we call it? 93? I don't know what 93 was.
But Helen, what was 93?
But we didn't get to do it.
We didn't have... Yeah, there was no show, really.
No, we didn't really get to do it.
So,
so now 94...
93 and I'm not free.
93 and I'm not free. That's
a good one.
We could use that.
94 and there's more.
And there's... Oh, that's good.
94 and there's more.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I'm talking to your assistant, your long-suffering assistant, Helen, who is...
30-some years.
Who is very affectionately known as my Helen.
She's my sister and my assistant. Well, not my chosen sister.
Well, like we said, there is family, and you know...
That's exactly... And my family is so small that most of my friends are family, and they have been my chosen family.
And for years, I mean, people, you have collected people over these 93 years that have been with you. People are very loyal to you. And so are audiences. I mean, you wouldn't still be performing at 93. First, you have an amazing voice.
Thank Thank you.
You have your instrument.
I'm blessed. I'm very blessed.
You also take care of yourself.
I do.
And you told me something during the pandemic, that what was hard about the pandemic was not singing.
It was
not getting out there. You would right. think you'd want to relax.
And I didn't do the virtuals, or I did four virtuals that during that time. And through that whole year, I just stayed in bed and ate gummy bears, you know. That was
she discovered gummy bears.
And watched old movies.
Did you learn anything about yourself during the pandemic?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Really?
I don't know whether I did or not.
Did anything about
I'll tell you what I did learn.
Okay.
The many, many loyal, beloved friends I do have. Because I would get calls. I got so many calls and emails, and it was just incredible. The attention that still came via email or the phone. So,
did that make it harder that you couldn't actually see people in person?
You know,
although we saw each other, you did get to perform.
I did come to Provincetown. We did an outdoor show on a hotel patio. And the ocean was on this side of me, and the swimming pool was on this side of me, and the wind was really moist going past
Oh,
me.
The instrumentalist music would be blowing.
Yes,
oh.
Yes. And so it was quite an experience. Then also, what else did we do? Oh, we did Crooners in Minneapolis.
The tent.
They had a great big tent, and they had a beautiful stage and beautiful sound and lighting.
But you couldn't be inside.
But we couldn't be inside. So when the wind would blow, the walls would go, and then they, everything would flap.
I think you had told me that at one point, I think it was right before like a Jerry Herman medley, and yes. You said that it's probably Jerry.
I had done a setup, and I said that Jerry Herman, right, I was singing, well, hello, Louie, well, hello, Harry, and all of a sudden, the roof went blah, 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 and I just looked up and said, Jerry, is that you? Because you know, I always say, Billy, I always say the people that are gone, they have a better seat, and they
best
see
seat
every
in the
show
house.
That we do. Yeah. So they have a better seat there. So I sing a lot to my dear old beloved friends, because everybody in my life has been so important in my career.
And you've had generations of people.
Yes.
And they, you know, I'm always amazed, and you told me you couldn't really figure it out, is how all these young people keep discovering you and latching on to you.
Isn't that nice?
I mean, I've been in Provincetown with you where these kids, whose parents probably knew you and grandparents knew you, they come to your shows, and once they see you, once they're there every year.
They're so loyal, so loyal. We just did 7 days at Feinstein's 54 Below in October.
Mm-hmm.
And weeks before we ever opened, we were totally sold out with a very long waiting list. And when I looked around, so many young people in the audience, I'm so flattered with that. And certainly I'm thrilled with the people that are my age. And most of them aren't my age, most of them are younger than I am, but they were there so loyal. And many people bought tickets every night.
Yeah.
You know, which is so lovely, so.
You know, I guess it makes me curious, you've outlived so many of your contemporaries, and not only outlived them, but thrived. You've not just survived.
Thank you.
You have thrived.
Thank you.
And does that make you more, does it make you happier or sadder? Or is it mixed?
Well, I'm sad that they're gone, because I'm used to looking, and there they are, and there they were, but it makes me happy that I am surviving. I love what I do. I don't know how to do anything else. You know, Billy, I can't cook. So
I do know that.
I don't know how to do anything else, and I've done this all my life, so it's. It's really a part of me. It's part of my whole being, and I am not happy when I can't sing. You know, if when things were canceled, it was unhappy. It all had to do with my not working. Other than that, I kind of enjoyed the time off.
Well, it's the traveling that's tough.
The traveling is the worst.
Yeah,
it's the worst. The packing and the unpacking and the the schlepping.
You guys have no idea how many suitcases we have packed and boxes. Can you explain to the people what Camp Okoboja is? Okoboja?
It's Okoboji. Okoboji. But it's the old guards that live there that have beautiful, beautiful homes. They say come over to the cottage, and it's a great big
cottage. It's a big cottage.
It's not really cottage. It's a big house. And I started playing there in the summer in 1956, and I just did, of course, in 2020 it was canceled. So
it's the only reason you missed it.
This would have been, yes. So this last summer was my 65th year there.
Unbelievable.
Consecutive.
And we should say that when you were here last time, you had a special guest that came down here to film you.
Yes.
And talk to you for the second time, kind of unprecedented, because CBS set Sunday morning does not do repeats, and I think it's within 2 years, maybe three.
Three years.
And who was down here?
Mo. Oh, I love Mo.
And he's like,
you're
become your
best Mo.
I thought I was your best Mo.
Well, let me see. And when I walk, I always walk with Billy. Billy knows just where to walk. You know that song?
I do.
You do.
So Mo Rocca was here, came down and filmed you again for a second time.
And his wonderful producer, Mary Lou, they came and we became friends, of course, the first time, which was 3 years ago.
And what did you do that time that really won him over?
I don't know.
He was about to do the interview with you, and you looked at his shirt, and you said, I have to iron that.
Oh, you remember that?
Of course I remember that. Marilyn May ironing somebody's shirt.
Well, he came to my suite. That was in Okoboja.
I know.
And I have a lovely suite there. And at the inn, that's another story. But yes, and it was a morning. He had gotten off a plane, I'm sure, the night before and driven clear up to where the lake is in northern Iowa.
And was willing to tape like that.
Right. Well, I said, he had a beautiful linen. It was beautiful, and it was linen. And I said, oh. You've got to, no. And I went to the closet and got the ironing board and the iron. And he said,
so you have another talent. You can iron. You never told me that.
He said, I've got to film this. So he immediately got out his phone, his telephone, and started. His cell phone.
It's a telephone.
I am. And his cell phone, and said, I have to film this.
Nicholas It's the most wonderful time of the year, with those kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you, pick up your cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Oh, what a wonderful world.
Let's talk about this show. This is a very interesting show. It's like three shows because there's a show with Nicholas King, who's an up-and-coming cabaret singer, and there's a show with you, and then there's an umbrella of this winter festival, and the videos are great. There's kids.
The little kids, well, they're just adorable, honey.
Ah, thank
you. I wrote the angel. I wrote.
Did you write that?
I wrote all that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, we are angels after all. You know, we.
And there, it's four girls, and they're dancers. One of them dances very well with Nicholas.
Well, they all belong to a dancing studio.
And they also sing.
And they sing.
And there's costumes.
And right, the costumes are incredible too.
It gets a little Christmas pageanty in there.
Yes, it's supposed to. You know, when I do the Christmas songs and the audience joins in, I kind of love that.
You did do a very Pete Seeger thing where you'd say the line before and put the mic out. And I went, oh my God, Marilyn's running a sing-along all of a sudden.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be.
Since I saw the show, you know, since Milk and Honey.
Isn't that a great song? Oh, it's a great song.
And again, the visual was
and
so
I was
great.
Going to do L'Chaim.
Oh, really?
And I had a line in it about the Shiksa can't quite pronounce it right.
Shalom, shalom, the nicest greeting I know. Shalom, shalom. Twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things like peace be yours, welcome home. And even when you say goodbye, if your voice says, I don't want to go in it, say goodbye with a little hello in it and say, goodbye.
done a Christmas show before? Many, I have not
times,
seen you do
times.
One.
I had a dance studio for 9 years with one of my husbands. And
three? Number three?
Yes. No, no, no. No, number two.
Oh, number two.
And
okay.
I had to stop with it.
We only refer to them by numbers. We've lost track of the names.
I know the names, but I'm not going to say
we're not going into it. They all drank, though.
Right.
All, that's the only thing they had in common.
He was a brilliant dancer.
Yeah.
And we owned a dance studio, and I was the marm that dealt with the mothers, and I taught singing in the dancing studio. And so I had all those children. I'm used to working with those darling children.
Really?
We had, you know, big extravaganza recitals.
So this was this your idea? Let's get some kids in
well,
here.
Well, no, Marilyn with two N's.
Yes.
They are
the namesake
beloved,
of the theater.
Our beloved Marilyn Wick is very hands on.
Oh.
You know, and she said we need kids, and I said can we get them? And she said oh yes of course there's millions of around this area that are talented children around this area. However, when they started trying to find them. They all had other Christmas shows to do.
Send the king to the people everywhere. Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. A child sleeps in the night. He will bring this goodness.
Are they trying to kill you?
24 shows.
In no, 3 weeks, people.
Yeah, well, it's
a lot.
And I wanted to do it. I saw that theater, and it's very intimate feeling. You know, it's 340 seats, I think. Although I may be a little wrong on the number. But
Give or take.
But no, I think that's right. But I saw that. It was just the perfect size.
And we're talking to you, it's only been four? You only done four shows so far?
We did Friday and Saturday. Friday was a preview, Saturday and Sunday matinee.
And then this matinee,
and
Wednesday. Yeah. So there's the fourth show. So you get 20 left.
Yes.
But who's counting?
No.
Two tomorrow.
Yeah, we do two.
That's quite a schedule.
Which is good. I mean, you know,
does that
I'm
keep
like
you?
That. I'm going to like doing two because I'll get warmed up. The afternoon shows, I think mostly the audiences will be there in the afternoon. I'm thrilled about that.
Well, there's a lot of older people, retirees. People have the day free. You're giving them something
right,
to do.
Right.
And I should say, there was a really good audience today.
It was wonderful. I had one party that they had been in Minneapolis to see since I've seen you four times.
When you told the story about the tent, she said I was there.
Yes, isn't that interesting? I love it. It's that kind of theater that you can talk
in October of 2020, I got a call from a place that I work twice a year normally, and they said, we want you to be here in October like you normally would, except that this time our parking lot is so big, they have a gorgeous room inside. But our parking lot is so large that we've rented a tent and built a stage in the tent. I've never worked in a tent before.
Never ever.
And I said, well, that sounds like a good idea. It was in Minnesota in October. You get it, don't you? Are you from Minnesota? Are you? You've seen me three times at Crooners. I love that. Thank you. Well, you're welcome next time. We'll be at Critters in March, so you're welcome then. I love that. These are words to live by. Jim Taylor wrote them, and I've been singing them for years. And I mean it.
So what is the secret of your life? What's the secret of your longevity?
The secret of life is enjoying the passage of time. I do enjoy the passage of time. I do love the people that come and see me. I really, you know, I always say I sing to them, not for them. Mm-hmm. They're the most important people. You know, in the performance, they're the stars. I'm not the star.
Does your performance change based on the audience?
I don't think so. It's thrilling when they stand up. Every third tune, I'm thrilled. But basically, you can find somebody that's very interested, even if it's a small crowd. You can find people that really are interested in the lyric and what you're telling them.
Is it a story? Is it the conversation between you and the audience?
Of course. And positivity. I just want to make them happy.
What about making you happy?
Well, if they're happy, I'm happy.
Oh, Marilyn, but there's going to be things that make you happy. Forget them. We know that. It is a little bit, verges on a mania.
I love to shop.
You're a collector.
I know. And what else? You know, I don't know. It's the camaraderie between us. I think that's my happiest time.
Really?
Is, you know, the meet and greet afterward.
Now how hard has that been with the
pandemic?
I always
call it my second show.
And it lasts sometimes longer than your first.
It does.
With the pandemic, has that been hard? Because you haven't been able to meet people.
Right. Although I didn't do very many shows, we did the masks, you know, and we're very careful and still greeted people that want to take pictures even with their mask on. How loyal is that?
And you talk about that in the show. That what do you always tell people when you have a mask on?
I'm smiling. I'm really smiling.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten a mask with a smile or like drawn one.
I did see somebody the other day with the actual mouth and nose. But it's kind of... It's
creepy.
It's a little creepy.
I was born to make you happy. I think you're just my step. Everyone I love to see you smile. I don't want to take a trip to Paris. Don't want to sail up the Nile. Don't want to go too far from where you are. I love it when you smile. In the winter, in the springtime, in the summer or the fall.
Energy and this sparkle about you that like things happen to you that are just funny.
I mean,
you are a reality show.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, but you know, not everything is funny, and not everybody looks at the bright side. Like you sang the Marilyn Miller song tonight,
look for the silver lining,
which is such a beautiful song and such a simple song.
Yes,
you sang the full song today. Sometimes you've only done just part of it, but this was full.
You know, that verse is mine.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Yeah. I said, I've never heard that. And it's because, so it's a Marilyn Miller, Marilyn May medley.
Again.
Marilyn May is known as Marilyn Medley May. So it was double Marilyn, double medley. It was beautiful.
Thank you. I'm not speaking of love, my mother, as part of this presentation. I learned at the age of 5 this particular song. She loved Marilyn Miller, another Marilyn. A lot of Marilyns. Wick is with 2 N's at the end of Marilyn. I with 1 N, and Marilyn Miller was 1 N. Marilyn Miller was a Broadway show star in Mother's Time. And she starred in a Broadway show called Sunny. And this is a wonderful, positive song. I love singing all positive material to you, especially during these times. Lyrics that really mean something to you. And this does. This is means something to me too. Because it says, look for the silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always vanish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Somewhere the sun is shining.
This is going to be like a little tradition.
Marilyn is great fun. She's a working lady, and that's fun.
And a go-getter.
Fun to watch, yeah. Fun to watch.
It's exhausting to watch because she's running around, putting out fires, and she's kind of like you. You're really a one-man band, too.
Well, yeah, except for Helen.
In your actual band. Where are you going to be for the holidays? What are you doing?
I go to Key Largo as soon as we, on the 22nd, we have a one-nighter at Key Largo at the Anglers Club. It's the yacht club of Key Largo. And so I'm looking forward to that. It'll be beautiful on the 20th. The 23rd, we get on a plane and fly back to Kansas City to be with my daughter, this small family. She and Helen and I,
that's family.
That's the family.
And do you get to stay home for a while?
No. I'm going to come to Birdland. We open Birdland for 6 shows over New Year's Eve. During that time.
People can see you. They know your schedule. It's on your website, MarilynMay.com.
Yes.
I
love it that you're here, Billy. Thank you.
Look. You and I talked, and I said, I'm coming down. And you said, are we going to talk? I said, do we talk?
Right.
I am so honored. We've had you on phone on Billy Masters Live. We've had you virtually. We had you in Provincetown, and now we have you here. And I hope I get to have you around for many, many more years.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
I love you so much.
Cheers. Cheers to you.
Here's to love, and here's to you.
Cheers, Marilyn. Oh, I love Marilyn May. So we have added footage. You know, if this were a DVD, this would be bonus material because I'm not supposed to have this footage. What happened was after the show, Marilyn was recording a private video for someone and I recorded it too. Shh, don't tell anyone. So, but before I show you the bonus footage, I just want to give you a little programming note. Next week on Thursday, December 9th, we will have the legendary designer Bob Mackey here. There's a new book about him called The Art of Bob Mackey. It's this gorgeous coffee table book, and it is going to be mentioned. Do I have? No, I don't. But I do have that you should go to my website, billymasters.com. Every Monday, there is a brand new column. And next week, Bob's book is one of Billy's holiday gift-giving suggestions. It's kind of like The View and Ellen's gift-giving suggestions, except I'm not giving you anything. So, sorry, but I'll tell you what to buy. So that's going to be next week, next Thursday, December 9th, Bob Mackey, and some and the author of the book, and some special guests. So definitely tune in for that. And now I'm going to show you this extra footage with Marilyn May. But while you're sitting on the edge of your seat, you know, right over there, there's my logo. Click on it. Subscribe to these videos because we can use the subscribers. And below that, there's like a little bell. Press the bell. I don't know what happens. Maybe it's like Tinkerbell. Maybe it's like A Wonderful Life and a fairy gets her wings or some lube. I don't know exactly what happens. But anyway, do those things and enjoy Miss Marilyn May. And remember, if we're here, if I'm here, we're live. Thanks for watching. Marilyn, take it away.
What are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life, that you spend it all with me. Oh, the seasons and the times. With you.